This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Store's beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy six Celsius, Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1 liter flavors and get the seventh free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got the drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy six and get the seventh free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So, you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Ball 29, Malusa's with you. 888-808-1019, your number to call. Good stuff with Breer there. We're rolling right up until 2. In for BT and Sal. Let's head out to the Jersey Shore. It's Dave. It's the fan. What's going on, Dave? Is he on a horse? Dave. That's the weirdest thing. I don't know. Maybe he's trying to communicate with us.
Dude, he's definitely riding a horse. There's no doubt about
it. He's got to be riding a horse, right? That's like clippity-clop.
Yeah.
Right? That's a horse.
What type of horse is that, though? Is that a little pony? Or
I don't know what that is. I don't know. Maybe he's trying to communicate us with Morse code. I have no idea what the hell that was. Listen, I've done overnights. I've had people, I've gone to them, they fell asleep at like 4 o'clock in the morning. So I've been through that. Well, that sounded like he was on a horse, did it not?
Oh, no doubt. I mean, yeah. Where's he, like, strolling through, like, the, you know, Central Park?
I have no idea. It sounded like he was, like, on Belgian blocks, like, on a block, you know, one of those roads down here. It basically tear up your car. It was fascinating. Maybe we'll check back in with Dave in a little while. Eastchester we go. It's Andrew. What's going on, Andrew?
Yeah, I don't know how I can follow that. So I'll keep it simple. Who's going to saddle up for the Giants week one? What does your gut tell you?
I'll be positive. I think it's Rodgers. Oh, for some reason, I think he's going to sign with the Giants.
Yeah, I think I'm leaning that way, too. The circus notwithstanding, he, I think, gives them the best chance to have some sort of success. And, you know, you can't really do much better in terms of a young quarterback, you know, learning from him. So.
Yeah, well, I think Andrew, so you look at it, I mean, maybe as Breer mentioned, you know, it frees them up to do what they want to do with the third overall pick, you know, and maybe, you know, reach is a little is too strong of a word. Maybe they don't go for a quarterback. I think for Rodgers, who's a mercurial guy, who does things differently than most, if it's as easy as putting yourself in the best position to go out there and win, then the answer is easy. It's the Steelers, right? So, I mean, you know, we laid it out. Albert laid it out. You can lay it out at home. You can understand it. You look at Pittsburgh, even though, you know, the AFC decidedly deeper, that division obviously difficult. The NFC East is obviously going to be difficult. But you look at it and say, well, the Steelers, Hall of Fame head coach, and Mike Tomlin, a better roster, better defense, all those things, culture of winning. I step in, potentially be the finishing piece. DK Metcalf, a new weapon. I can help them go out there and potentially go win a Super Bowl. Potentially. With the Giants, those expectations wouldn't be as high. It's a matter of getting the Giants back into some sort of relevancy. Bring them back into the conversation. And it would be a short time, and eventually you'd have to obviously have a young quarterback for Rodgers to hand the ball off to. But if it's as easy as putting yourself in a situation to win, then the answer is Pittsburgh. But the other stuff comes into play as well. The emotions, we talked about it. The way that it ended with the New York Jets. The fact that the Giants, obviously, and the Jets both play at MetLife Stadium. It's the same New York marketplace. It's this area. It's the confidence, say, in Daboll and Shane or Daboll and Kafka to be able to put together the offense, play with a guy like a Malik Nabers, all of those things. But, you know, emotions come into play for everybody where you look at and say, well, yeah, I'd like to prove people wrong. Who doesn't love that? You know, who doesn't love that? We've all been through that in life where people doubt you, doubt what you can do, and whether it be in work, whether it be in sports, whatever it might be. And then you prove those people wrong. There's nothing more satisfying. And the Jets wanted to be, make it be known, an organization that has not made the playoffs since 2010 with Aaron Glenn and Darren Mooji in charge. They wanted to make it be known to everybody. Everybody with pen and paper, everybody in front of a microphone, in front of a TV, every Jet fan that pays their hard-earned money to go out there and watch this team practice out of Floral Park or show up and watch games out of MetLife Stadium, that we made the decision. It was us. It was us. We made the choice. We had conversations. We flew him into Floral Park. We ripped the Band-Aid off. It didn't work. He wanted to stay. We wanted no part of it. We're moving on. That's a supreme motivator. Now, in order to, as it is sweet, enact a little bit of revenge. Well, where is the revenge easier? The revenge would be easier here in New York than it would be in Pittsburgh. For them to see it on a day-in, day-out basis. Now, Pittsburgh provides you a little bit more of a stable franchise.
What is Dax, are you
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
More of a culture of winning, the expectations, the brand of Steeler football, all of those things. But that's the thing. I mentioned to kick off the program. What helps, amazingly enough, what helps the Giants in the conversation is Woody Johnson. And the Giants are going to wait. I saw the stuff from Schefter yesterday, get a little frustrated about waiting, and their Giant fans are ready to move on and say to themselves, well, let's not wait on him. No, because he is... really, the only appealing quarterback left that can do what the Giants are asking him to do. Russell Wilson can't. There's a limitation to what Russell Wilson is as a quarterback right now. Don't bring up the conversation about Jameis Winston. None of that stuff. It's really Aaron Rodgers and Aaron Rodgers alone. And as the Jets decided to part ways, like the celebratory nature to bring in Justin Fields, to me, is completely and utterly amazing. And I get that Fields is a talented athlete. I understand that he can run the football. My question to you is this. Is Justin Fields a good quarterback? Like, from what we have seen here, is Justin Fields in the National Football League a good quarterback? Like, you could look at, and, you know, Albert brought up the idea of Jared Goff, and sometimes it takes time to go out there and find the right place. And I understand that in the modern-day NFL, you want a quarterback that can be able to run, quarterback that can be able to scramble, the threat of the run, putting the pressure on the opposing defense, all of that. Here's the issue with Justin Fields, though. He can't throw. Not consistently. Not where he wants to. Like, that's the problem. When your completion percentage for your career is right around 61%, when your offense stalls out, when you can't make the big-time throw, where you can't put it into a pressurized spot. And there's a difference between being college open and NFL open. And we have seen those limitations with Justin Fields. What would lead you to believe that's all of a sudden going to change for the New York Jets? And it's great for Aaron Glenn. I understand what he wants to do here. I get it. Very similar to what Parcells like to do, right? The quarterback's got to be part of everybody. It can't be an outlier. All of those things. But let me ask you this. What team goes out there and wins in the National Football League consistently without great quarterback play? And what would lead you to believe that now all of a sudden it's the Jets, with the history that they have, that Justin Fields, with what he has shown so far in the National Football League with Chicago and Pittsburgh, that now all of a sudden he's going to find it here in New York? Like I said this the other day, and it will not be a quarterback competition. I said this the other day with Figgy up over on Picks. It won't be a quarterback competition, I get that. But if it was a true quarterback competition between Fields and Tyrod Taylor for the New York Jets, with all things being equal, nobody's got a lead, money's not a factor, all of those things. Who do I think has shown himself to be a better quarterback in the National Football League to be able to throw? Because you got to throw to win in the NFL. It's Taylor. Now, Fields can make jaw-dropping plays with his legs. Can he make the big-time accurate throw on a third and long in the fourth quarter when your team needs to put together a drive? The answer to that question up until this stage of his career is no. 888-808-1019. Let's head out to Beacon Falls, Connecticut. It's Michael. It's the fan. What's going on, Michael?
Moose, you're my favorite. How you doing?
I'm doing well, Michael. How are you, buddy?
I'm well, thanks. Listen, NFL free agency is amazing. It gives you a chance to reformulate. You know, last year, you know, the Cards ended up showing Russell Wilson, the Steelers, you know, Aaron Rodgers, you know, from the year prior with the Jets, Fields, the controversy in Pittsburgh. As a Steeler fan, I wouldn't be upset if they re-signed Russell Wilson. Really, I want to give him some love here, and I know he has his limitations at this stage of his career. But, you know, he has a certain mentality that he brings that rubs people the wrong way. But there's a part of me that likes it for my team and a chance to win. That being said, if we can get Rodgers, I'd be pumped. Best of luck to the Jets fans, Ira, out there, you know, with Mr. Fields.
Well, Michael, do you love Wilson so much that you'll take yourself out of the running for Rodgers?
I want Aaron Rodgers. I want Aaron Rodgers.
You like Wilson. You don't love Wilson. All those things, right? The days of Russell Wilson being that kind of quarterback are long gone.
I mean, it breaks my heart a little bit to hear that, but I know.
It's true. It's true.
Yeah, and listen, he's top 20 NFL all time in passing yards and touchdowns. Listen, it's not top 10. It's not maybe, you know, borderline Hall of Famer, but he's done a lot in the league, and I liked him for a long time, even when he was in Seattle. But, you know, I have to balance that bias, you know?
Yeah, but I think, Michael, I think the teams and the lack of interest in Russell Wilson shows you what teams believe what Russell Wilson has left at the position. I'm not doubting his impact. I'm not doubting how, you know, what he was up in Seattle. But he hasn't been that quarterback in quite some time. Unfortunately, that's the case. So that's why the Steelers and the Giants wait with bated breath on Rodgers. And they'll continue to wait, and they won't put pressure on Rodgers, and they won't try and force his hand, and they won't do anything of that because he is their best option. And it's not really close. 1240. Melusa's with you. 888-808-1019.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
So, I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Almacid, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Almacid has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Almacid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almacid.com. That's A-L-M-A-S-E-D.com.